Thanks for tuning in to the Drive On Podcast, where we talk about issues affecting veterans after they get out of the military. Before we get started, I'd like to ask a favor. If you haven't done so already, please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. If you've already done that, thank you. These ratings help the show get discovered so it can reach a wider audience. And while you're there, click the subscribe button so that you get notified of new episodes as soon as they come out. If you don't use Apple Podcasts, you can visit driveonpodcast.com/subscribe to find other ways of subscribing, including our email list. I'm your host, Scott DeLuzio, and now let's get on with the show. Hey, everyone. Today is another solo episode, just me and a few thoughts. It was about a year ago that I released the first episode of this podcast. When I first started the podcast, I had the goal of helping veterans, their family members, and the military community as a whole share their stories, find resources to services that can help them, and just provide a sense of hope to those people so that they know that they're not alone. I remember when I first started recording, I was really unsure of myself. I had been a guest on podcasts before, but I had never had to do anything more than just show up and answer a few questions. I quickly realized that hosting a podcast was an entirely different beast. I was so unsure of myself that I didn't even tell anyone that I was doing a podcast except for my wife until probably around the 6th or 7th episode. Actually, my wife was the first guest on the show, so I could share her story and also get used to interviewing someone. I figured it would be easier to do an interview with someone that I spoke to every day. The next 9 interviews were all friends of mine that I had comfortable conversations with in the past, so it made it a little easier to have that conversation with those people. It wasn't until episode 21 where I interviewed someone who I'd never met before. Before I started, I had this cheap microphone, which was better than the built-in microphone on my computer, but it still sounded like crap. So I spent a little money on a better microphone to make the episode sound a little better. I didn't really know much about microphones. I still don't really. I did a little research and found out what some other friends who have podcasts use. And I found out that there's a lot to learn about microphones. It got really overwhelming, actually. Eventually, I just pulled the trigger on something that had decent ratings and wasn't too expensive. Probably not the best microphone in the world, but it didn't need to be. I figured if I analyzed all the options, it would take forever, and I'd probably never start recording. So I just pulled the trigger on something and went with it. Then, since most of my interviews are done remotely, I had to figure out what recording software was the best to use. I started off with a service called Zencastr, then I moved to Clearcast, and eventually I ended up using Zoom, which I still use now. So when I started using Zencastr, I was initially drawn to it because they had a free plan. Since I don't make any money off the podcast, free seemed like a great price to pay. That is until I started recording episode number 15 with my friend Corey Miller. I realized after recording that free is a very expensive price to pay sometimes. I ended up getting through the entire half hour, 45 minute recording with him and found out that it recorded all of my side of the interview, everything that I said, but only recorded about 10 minutes of his side. And I was extremely embarrassed by that. At that point, I figured I had two options. One, I could just write the interview off and never publish an episode with Corey. This would have left him probably confused about why he spent an hour talking to me and I never ended up releasing anything. He might have been put off a bit by that too. Like, what, I wasn't good enough to be on your show? Did I say something wrong? Actually, I know Corey and he wouldn't have an attitude about it at all. You know, he's a great guy, but regardless, that wouldn't have been the right thing to do. So instead, I decided to reach out to Corey and explain the situation. The technology screwed up, but ultimately it was my fault. I skimped on the recording software that we use, so I apologized to him and asked if we could re-record the interview using a different software. I completely would understand if he didn't want to redo it, but I put it out there because I thought his message was a valuable message to have. You know, this time we would use Clearcast. It was a paid service, and I know several other podcasters who use it with no problems. So I was confident it would capture everything this time around. And Corey was really understanding too, since we both work in technology. He understood that technology sucks sometimes and will fail us from time to time. Eventually, like I mentioned, I ended up switching to use Zoom. That was only so I can get to see the guests that I was interviewing. Zencastr and Clearcast both are audio only, so I never got to see the first dozen or so guests. I found out that it's a lot easier to talk to people when you can see their face. Their facial expressions and body language make it much easier to talk with someone. And that's a two-way street. Them getting to see me and my body language is helpful for the conversation too. Plus, I have some hearing issues, and I've learned to read lips to some extent, and I use that to help fill in the gaps in words that I might miss out on. So I quickly learned that having video was a must-have for these interviews. Zoom may not be the absolute top tier as far as the sound quality goes, but it's flexible and gets the job done, so I'm sticking with it for now, at least until something better comes around. Oh, yeah, and then I had to figure out how to edit the episodes. There are all sorts of computer programs that let you edit audio files. I never used any of these before, despite being working in technology, so I had to figure that out too. And I know by now you're probably thinking, what is the point of all this backstory? Where is he going with this? The point is that about a year ago, I discovered a purpose that was bigger than me. I'm not doing this podcast for my own self-interest to become the next Joe Rogan who just signed something like $100 million deal with Spotify or whatever. I'm not looking to get rich off of the podcast. I mean, if it happens as a consequence of doing it, great, but that's not what's motivating me. This isn't about me, really. It's about you. It's the veterans, the military families, the Gold Star families, the wounded, the recently separated vets who are struggling to figure out that quote-unquote what's next step. I'm doing it for you. In a way, it's actually sort of selfish. Before starting the podcast, I heard about way too many vets who joined that 22 a day by taking their own life after returning from a deployment or getting off of active duty. I knew people were doing things to prevent this, but it obviously wasn't enough. It was still happening. I felt like I needed to do something to help give hope to those who might be feeling hopeless. Even if they weren't suicidal, they might be unnecessarily struggling with something. And if I could help point them in the right direction or give them a glimmer of hope, I feel like I should at least give it a try. So I started on a journey to do something that I knew very little about. And it was a little scary. But at the same time, it was sort of exciting. I always enjoyed seeing something come from nothing. Creating something that previously didn't exist. When I was in college, I learned how to build websites. And the coolest thing to me was going from a blank page with no text, no code, no pictures or anything, going from that blank page to a fully functional website. I think it gave me a sense of pride that I created this thing. Like I brought it to life. I sort of feel the same way with the podcast episodes that I put out. Before I hit record, there's nothing. There's no sound, there's no audio, there's no really anything. Maybe I have a few questions jotted down for my guests, but questions with no answers are kind of worthless on a medium like a podcast. So each episode I release gives me a sense of pride knowing that I'm working towards something bigger than myself. And I get to bring in other people, other maybe subject matter experts or other veterans, bring them in to help me push towards that goal, to work towards something bigger than ourselves. And it's scary, but it's rewarding all at the same time. The first episode came out on June 10th, 2019, just about a year ago, a few days shy of that. Ever since then, I consistently released an episode every Tuesday since then. I used to do a YouTube series of videos that had advice that I learned from my military service. I did it consistently, too, for a few months but then decided to take a couple weeks off around Christmas that year. And this was a couple of years ago now. I've never made another video since then. I know that if I go and take a week off here or there, I run the risk of never releasing another episode on this podcast. I think about the people who might be clinging on to some little bit of hope. I'm not trying to say that I'm this beacon of hope for people, but some people may have discovered some resource through this podcast. And I tell myself that I can't quit. There's people out there who might be listening to this, who might be getting something out of this. And even taking 1 week off is unacceptable to me. Some weeks, I didn't have a guest or really any content to put out, so I'll record an episode like this one. And I try to find something to talk about, something relevant to discuss, so that I can keep this train rolling. A couple months ago, I did some episodes on the COVID-19 situation. I knew there were some people who don't do very well when they're isolated, and I wanted to provide some comfort, some hope to those that might be listening to the podcast. It turns out, unfortunately, that I was right. At the beginning of May, a Marine veteran was suffering from some of the mental injuries of combat, and the shelter-in-place order that we all received added to his suffering. And his story has kind of gone around social media. You may have even seen his picture and a little bit of his story. But the shelter-in-place order added to the suffering that he was going through, so much so that he decided to take his own life. This was just a few weeks ago. I didn't know this Marine, but the last thing I want to have happen is to have someone get so desperate that they use a permanent solution to solve a temporary problem. I'm doing this consistently so that I don't hang up the microphone, so to speak, so that I continue pushing out episodes. Don't get me wrong, there are some days where I sit down to edit an episode and I just don't want to do it. It sucks sometimes. But after seeing the episode get released, I'm re-energized and I want to do more. In the last year, I had the privilege of speaking with veterans over 54 episodes from every branch of the military, with the exception of the Space Force and the Coast Guard, as well as about a dozen civilians. I'll give the Space Force a pass here because they weren't even a branch in the military when this podcast first started. But what the hell, Coast Guard? You don't have anything to say? If you're in the Coast Guard or were in and have an interesting story, reach out. The same goes for the Space Force and all the other branches. I want to hear your stories. If you have something that you want to share, let's do this. Let's set it up and let's get your episode recorded and let's get this out there. I really want to hear from people with these interesting, inspiring kind of stories. You may not think that your story is all that inspiring, but chances are it could be inspiring to somebody. You know, the way you overcame some adversity or something like that, that could really be inspiring to somebody. It may just seem like, oh, I'm just doing what I have to do to get by. You know, but I've talked to people who are battling cancer, who suffered from burn pit exposure and are battling cancer. And the positive outlook on life, it, to me, super inspiring. And I've talked to other people who've been wounded from either IEDs, RPGs, things like that. They were wounded. They came home and they could have just let life beat them down, and they could have been a victim of the circumstances, but they didn't. They got back up and they dusted themselves off, and they're better now because of the experiences that they went through. And to me, that's pretty inspiring, you know? And as we enter the second year of this podcast, I don't want to call it seasons because I feel like those are somewhat arbitrary. I don't know. I'm using years because, well, it's been a year since I started this. Next episode will be in year two, I guess. Anyway, I don't really care about the what you call it, seasons, years, whatever. It doesn't matter to me. I'm going to keep doing this week after week anyways. So as we enter the second year or whatever you want to call it, I want to hear from more vets with interesting and inspiring stories. Maybe you were wounded and struggled coming to terms with the life-altering consequences of this injury, or maybe you lost a friend or a loved one. Let's talk about them. I don't want to let anyone's memory fade away. If I can do a little bit to help with that, you know, by having an episode recorded, then let's do it. If we can chat a bit about the type of person they were, let's do it. I want to talk with people who are doing incredible things for veterans. Maybe they're passing legislation. Maybe they're fundraising. Maybe they're raising awareness for a cause. I had a conversation with another vet the other day, and he and I have a similar objective with helping veterans. I don't see him as competition, and he didn't see me that way either. The way I see it is that if he is successful, so am I. My only goal is to help veterans. If I can help someone else help veterans, then that's a success too. If whatever we do makes veterans better off, then I'm jumping on board. I also, I wasn't even sure I was going to do this today, but screw it, let's do it. I also have been quietly writing a book. It's a bit of a military history, talking about my time in the military, my deployment, and losing my brother overseas. It's also partially a self-help book. I talk about what it's like to be dealt with some heavy blows and coming to a crossroads of sorts, where you can choose to go down a dark path, being angry at the world, snapping over little things. Maybe you fall into drugs or alcohol as coping mechanisms. Or you can choose a life that you're living to the fullest. You can choose to find happiness. See the good things, even in terrible situations. This book is something that I started writing years ago. Really, I didn't know what I wanted to write back then. So I just kept a journal of important information, like facts, conversations that I had, key dates, places that I had been, things like that. I figured if I ever were to write a book, all of that information would be very useful. And as time goes on, memories often fade. I figured the closer to those events that I was, the more likely I'd be able to remember them accurately, and I could craft a story around them, around that information, later. Again, though, this book is more than me just telling my story. I'm writing it for a few reasons. First is to provide my kids and my family and the military community as a whole with a little insight into what my military service was like. We see people who are in the greatest generation, the World War II era veterans, and for the ones that didn't write down their story, those stories are lost to history. You know, many of them have passed on, and those stories are gone. You know, if they never told anyone those stories, and they didn't talk about it after they got home, those stories are gone. So I wanted to have a little record of my little insight into the military, into the war in Afghanistan, and what that was like. My kids are probably a little too young to really understand it now, but it'll be something nice to give them when they get a little bit older. And second, though, is to help others who might be struggling with something similar as me. Going through the grief after the loss of a loved one. You don't even have to be in the military to understand this. Especially when you don't really get the chance to grieve properly. It's super difficult. And that's kind of the position I was in when my brother was killed. The book gives some insight into the struggles I faced and what I did to overcome them and how I got to where I am today. So it's kind of a two-part book, a little bit of military history and partially a self-help book. With all that said, I'm going to start seeking out publishers in the near future here, and it would be really helpful for me if I can get some help from you, the listener of this podcast. First thing that I would ask, if you're not already following the podcast on social media, go ahead and give the podcast a follow. And if you're not following on the email list, the mailing list, do that too. If you can follow Drive On Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, that would be huge. For the email list, go to driveonpodcast.com/subscribe. And there's a sign-up form on the bottom of the page where you can enter your email address, and that'll help build that email list for me. What's in it for you if you subscribe to any of these? Well, like I've been doing all along, I always share new episodes to the email list and the social media accounts. So you'll always know about new episodes that way. Once when I have more information about the book, though, I'll also be releasing it on those platforms as well. As it comes closer to the release date for the book, I may have some special offers for followers too. I don't really know what's going to be possible with all that based on the contract I end up with through the publisher. So I don't want to overpromise anything. Just know that it's a possibility. If you're there, there might be some special offers for you. It also helps me out a lot because publishers want to see a strong following. So if you can follow over there, it would really be super helpful. Tell your friends about it. Anyone who might benefit from this type of thing, it would be super helpful. I'll probably do another episode too in the coming months when I know more about the release date of the book and drop some teasers about it or something like that. But that's it for this episode. The lesson, I guess it's to do something that serves someone or something bigger than yourself. It might be scary to put yourself out there and do something maybe that you haven't ever done before. But do it anyway. You might surprise yourself and find out that you actually like it. Thanks for listening to the Drive On Podcast. If you want to check out more episodes or learn more about the show, you can visit our website, driveonpodcast.com, or on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Drive On Podcast.